FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is September 14th, 2016. So you've seen major increases in real estate around the country. Perhaps it's getting toppy. Perhaps we're approaching bubble regions in certain markets. But as you know, real estate is not one single market in the U.S. It's hundreds of markets and sub-markets. And you really need to be looking to put your money, or as Jason K. Roberts says, our next guest, go where the money isn't. And that's a little counterintuitive, Jason, but welcome back to the show.
Howdy, sir. How are you?
All right. So you've branched out from Florida since we last talked, and you've gone to a bunch of markets. And as you said, you're going where the money isn't, which means where the price appreciation hasn't been as dramatic as here in Florida.
Well, the problem that we're seeing in places like Florida and Texas and California, you know, the hottest markets out there. The problem is that there's so much money in the system from the rehab side of it. Everybody and their dog, just like in 2005, is a rehabber now. Mm. And they do not understand the true cost of doing these flips. So they're overpaying. You know, they're looking at, you can't imagine how many people I hear from that think a great deal is a house that you can buy for 100 and you put 50 in it and you can sell it for 200. They do not understand the holding and the carrying costs associated with these deals, especially if they're using hard money. You know, those deals end up turning out to be maybe a 6 or 7% net return. And if the market slows at all, that money's going to get stuck in that house and that's going to turn into a rental and all your capital is going to be gone. And that's what we're dealing with in these big markets right now.
Yeah, well, if you haven't flipped, if you haven't rehabbed a number of properties, it's a bit easy to get caught up in the optimism game and think, well, everybody's doing it, so I can do it too. Ooh, that guy's no smarter than I am. And hey, I'll just do it, because what are your alternatives for your money? You're in a 0% interest environment, rapidly heading towards negative interest rates, Jason. So you think, well, I can get above average sized returns here. I got to go for it. But as with most things, things are never as easy as you'd like to think they are. And there's just so many moving parts when it comes to doing a rehab or a flip in real estate that you got to be more realistic, and you've got to keep your eye on the ball here, because there's just a lot of things that can trip you up.
Well, the problem that we have is that you have to have a license to be a contractor. You have to have a license to be a realtor. You have to have a license to be an appraiser. What you don't have to have a license to do is be an investor. And the worst part of that is there's so many people running around the country right now who have no idea, have flipped less than 5 houses in their life, but claim to be expert real estate gurus. Mm-hmm. And so they're making it sound so easy to get into this, and how you could make so much money. They're using examples that aren't even their deals. I've had two gurus that were running around teaching courses and using my rehabs as their as their deals.
Hey, that's total fraud.
It's ridiculous, you know. But you don't have to be licensed to teach real estate in this market for some reason. You know, everybody else has to have a license. So people get up there and say and talk about how easy it is to find deals and how this and how that and all that crap. And unfortunately, it's not true. And so people get into their first deal, they overpay for it. They figure out it costs more than they thought to rehab it. It costs more than they thought to hold it. And next thing you know, they're selling and they're making $5,000 or $6,000 on a $150,000 investment. You know, that's not awful compared to a bank rate, but if you're using private equity or you're using that money to live on, you know, $5,000 doesn't stretch over the 5 or 6 months it takes to complete an entire deal.
And there's risk. You're not being compensated for risk, and you're not being compensated for your time, because there's these things eat your time up like you can't believe. You know, half a dozen trips to Home Depot, and you're in it for a lot of hours. So there's opportunity costs that the gurus never, ever cover in their courses, like what else you could be doing and making money at the same time or instead of flipping a house. So all those things.
I think that's one of those. That's a question that obviously is a hard one to answer. I mean, there's a lot of options out there. You know, getting access. You're not. I think I would claim that it's much harder to get $100,000 to start a business than it is to find $100,000 to flip a house, because it's a tangible asset. Whereas a business, you know, isn't. Most of that money's probably going to salaries and, you know, inventory and things like that. So I'm a huge fan of investing in real estate. Mm-hmm. My issue, though, is it's not nearly as easy as everybody makes it sound, you know, to be. And so you're seeing in Florida, for example, just at every avenue that I buy real estate, courthouse auctions, the MLS, direct, you know, mail campaigns, things like that, there is so much competition out there from who have been in the business less than a year or two, you know? And so they've only been in the business when the market's been good and they got in at the tail end of it, you know? If you got in 2010 or 11, then you're fine. If you got in 2015, you know, you might be overpaying for those houses if they haven't sold yet.
Yeah. And, you know, the market's good. So when the market's good, it'll cover up some of the mistakes that you make. But if you're at the end of the bull market, the end of a major market move, you could be caught, you know, you could lose money. So your mistakes could wind up costing you dearly.
And I think what's really going to happen is that it'll be a slower process. What'll happen, you know, is we'll start to see a little bit of a slowdown in terms of the number of purchasing. And to be honest with you, that might be happening right now. We've seen a slowdown in August and September. It might be seasonal, or it might be something related to the, you know, the election, but we've seen a slowdown. Well, those folks have got to continuously flip that money. That's the only way they can survive. And if they go 6 or 8 months without selling something, now all of a sudden their loans come due and things like that, now you're in trouble. Yeah. And that's what's happening. And that's what may happen, especially if this election thing scares people the way it is and people stop buying houses.
Yeah. Well, you know, but still the prices in most markets aren't anywhere near where they were in 06. And early 07, right? I mean, certain markets gotten up there, but for the most part, we still have a ways to go.
There are not necessarily anymore. There are pockets in Florida where we are there. We've hit that number again.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And it's Florida, it's California, it's places like that. You didn't see the bust in the Midwest, you know, places like that. You didn't see the huge bust that we saw here in Florida and California. And that's why we kind of like the investment side of things and these slower markets, these slower appreciating markets. And it really, that comes down to, you know, there's not so many people driving the price up. You know, there's the supply and demand is a lot more normal in other places than it is here in Florida. And so, you have to pay attention. You have to know when your gut starts saying, hey, I'm a little bit worried about, you know, where we're at. For example, we have stopped buying higher end houses. You know, we think that's going to be the first area that kind of goes, and we're seeing some issues in some of the bigger markets in California, and Miami has seen a hit in that higher market. Yeah. And so that's always the first place to go, you know, and it trickles down from there. So we're trying to be real, real careful about where we buy and, you know, make sure we stay in those areas and those price points that will continue to sell.
Well, you know, every market, real estate is all local, right? When you get down to it. So
it is.
Yeah. And so, but for not seasoned investors, when you go outside your home market, any advice for you doing that, how not to get in over your head?
Yeah. If you're not a seasoned investor, do not go outside of your market, period. You can't do it, because you lose, the farther you go away from your home base, the less control you have.
Yeah.
So you have to have good people in that market that you can count on. And for example, let's say, you know, you bought a house that's 2 hours away and the neighbor calls you and says, hey, a water line broke. If you don't have anybody over there, what are you going to do? You know, you have to be smart about it. And I would not advise anyone to be investing outside of their market unless they're doing it passively, you know, and that means you're not the one partaking in the rehab. You're just putting up the money. That's a whole different, you know, scenario.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it, if you're doing the rehab yourself, you know, you need to stay local and find the markets that work. Real estate never stops selling. It's not like it just completely shuts down. You know, even in the worst days of the crisis, houses were still being sold, but mm-hmm. it was a particular type of house, you know, and you couldn't right. be over your head in terms of the rehab budget and everything. It had to make sense financially for whoever was buying it, which means typically you're buying lower priced homes or you're getting really good deals on houses that you are then turning around and passing on a good deal to based mm-hmm. on that day's, you know, price point. So, you know, for us, it's a little bit different because we're a corporation that's doing it. It's not just me individually doing it. I've got people all over the country that do the actual work and have boots on the ground. And that is critical.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got the ability to reach out and get quality people in any market. And so, and you can hire somebody in any market to oversee this. So
yeah.
It's a wholly different issue. But for an individual investor, unless you've really got experience, don't go outside your local market or do so, you know, plan to spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Do so at your own peril. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it if you're the one doing the rehab. Now, if you're not and you find a good deal and you're kind of more of the money side of it, there's somebody doing actual rehab, that's a different case altogether. But, you know, that's what worries me is there's so many people that don't. They have a very limited amount of capital. And let's put it this way. If you live in Florida and you have less than $1 million in capital, you're not a full-time investor.
Yeah.
You know, the average price point down here has creeped up. When I first got here, you know, I could buy a brand new, you know, 2006 house that was barely lived in 2009 for $95,000.
I know, yeah.
That exact same house now is in the $200,000 range.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean.
So, you know, you flip that $200,000 house, you can do about four or five of them if you don't need to do any rehab, but you need to sell them quickly. And if you get one or two of them that take 6 months, you will not flip that money twice. And, you know, you'll still make decent income on $1 million. Don't get me wrong, but you're not making $200,000 like they claim.
No, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Obviously, you need to be very careful and you need to get the right information. That's what we're really talking about here, Jason. You need to have realistic expectations. You need the right information and you can't just jump. You know, I did it myself with many times starting a new business and you go into this enthusiastic phase. That's the initial phase where you hear about, oh, it's such a great idea. But you have to quickly get over that and get to the reality phase where, you know, the challenges, you understand what's there, and you get a grasp of what you really need to do to be successful. Okay. The reality
right.
phase, very important that you get past enthusiasm to reality. I think it's like that with any investment and any business that you get into. You got to get down to what is really involved here, not your emotions carrying you away, because emotions will destroy you.
Exactly. I mean, the most important thing in almost everything we do is information. The more information you have about the realities of the business that you're getting into, the better chance you have of succeeding. And if you are not a seasoned investor or you're someone that has access to a lot of money, but you don't know what you're doing, you need to go find someone who can help you learn the business. And I don't mean a guru who asking you to come sit in a hotel room.
Yeah.
I can promise you this. I do very little real estate in a hotel ballroom. Real
right.
estate is done on the ground, on the phone, at the house, you know, mm-hmm. in the market. It's not done in a ballroom from somebody that's traveling all over the country.
No.
You've got to find somebody that can show you exactly how to do it. And even better yet, you know, somebody that can show you how to do it and can kind of mentor you in terms of, let's say you don't have any money. Maybe they'll let you, you know, piggyback on them and take part of a deal by learning from them. That's kind of the goal of our company, is that we're looking for folks that want to learn or know the business, and we'll fund them and we'll share the profits. But that, you know, no one goes from 0 to 60 without getting to, you know, 10 or 15 miles an hour first.
Yeah, absolutely. Could not agree with you more, Jason. So caution is the byword here, especially when the market's gotten moved as quickly as this one and gone up as much as it's gone up in these markets. It's really pretty amazing to think, you know, 8 years ago, eight short years ago, we're thinking it was the end of the world here. And even in 2011, things were really looking bad. Here we are, 2016, you know, getting towards the third quarter of 2016. And, you know, it's totally turned around. There's a lesson in that, too.
Absolutely. You know, and if you, everything isn't, everything has a cycle, and you just have to know what that cycle is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the cycle, and the cycle will either make you wealthy or it will kill you. And you have to decide which one it's going to be here for sure. So Jason, just tell us the best place to find you on the web.
Absolutely. You can, the best and easiest place is just go to my personal website, jasonkroberts.com. And from there you can, you'll find all our businesses and websites, you know, everything that we do, and get more detail, really a lot about the real estate market in general, and some about what we do specifically, where we're at, things like that.
Oh, excellent. And of course, as always, you can find Jason's site, the link to it in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. While you're there, check out, take a look what the new homepage looks like. Just click, leave any comments. You can always write me an email at kl@carrielutz.com. Follow us on Twitter @CarrieLutz. And we've got a Facebook group, Financial Survival Network. Please feel free to join or request to join, and gladly include you in that. And Jason's always a pleasure and very informative speaking with you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Be well.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.